This week, we will be doing a Lectio Divina for our prayer method. Lectio Divina is the most well-known form of praying the scripture. Although not invented by Ignatius of Loyola, it is often used in Ignatian spirituality. We're going to use this form of prayer as we pray through scriptures that ask us about kingdom relationships. The version we are using is a modified version from Becky Eldridge, author of The Inner Chapel. We will be using Matthew 22:34-40. The steps are read, reflect, respond, and rest. Let's begin. Step 1, read. As you listen, slowly, thoughtfully savor the living word. Linger on whatever word or phrase touches your heart. As you hold the word or phrase that caught your attention, ask yourself, what might be God offering me? Let's begin. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, an expert in the law, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now we will reflect. As you listen a second time, notice what feelings are stirring in response to the reading. Ask yourself, what is God saying to me in this passage? What is God offering me? What is God asking of me? When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, an expert in the law, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, let's respond. As you listen a third time, as the words enter your heart, note which word, image, or idea God is inviting you to savor. Respond to God from your heart. Speak to God of your feelings and insights. Offer these to God. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, an expert in the law, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Finally, rest. As you listen a fourth time, as you savor the gift of God's words, simply close your eyes and listen. Sit quietly in God's presence. Rest in God's love. Listen to God in your spirit. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, an expert in the law, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."